This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Joining us right now, good friend of the program, the manager of the Miami Marlins, Skip Schumacher, is with us here. And I feel like you're going to like your favorite restaurant, but then like they're out of your favorite food because Woods isn't here, Skip.
Hey, I still really love you guys.
Thank
too.
You.
I mean, what the heck?
Thank you.
COVID, the one day I get on this show, huh? That's how it works.
I forced you to say that. I know. I set you up for that.
Here,
but I appreciate
fill in.
It.
Hey, Skip, it's Woodsy. You're so handsome. Anyways, you're so handsome.
My wife loves you so much. This is incredible. How many push-ups did you do yesterday? It's amazing. Actually, what is pretty amazing is your Miami Marlins have played some good baseball of late, like better than the Dodgers. Obviously, that first month was, I mean, horrifically bad. Skip, how do you get things turned around when things are as bad as they were? What, 6-24 at the end of April there? Ooh.
Yeah, it was tough. There's no doubt about it. I think the main thing is, as you know, the manager of a team is you can't let them see you sweat, right? Like, you have to come in with the same attitude, same processes that you would be doing if you were winning or losing. Obviously, you're always trying to get guys better, so certain individualized, work days look a little bit different. But other than that, the last thing we can do is start pointing fingers or have our staff go sideways. And I'm really proud of how, you know, that clubhouse leadership went about it and our staff. And we stuck together. And, yeah, there were some tough times, no doubt about it, some tough losses. We made a trade, the whole deal. But I think, you know, the way they went about it shows, you know, really who they are.
Let's talk about that trade. Luis Arraez has been everything the Padres have hoped for and then some. And I get the sense that you aren't the least bit surprised about that. Just give us kind of your thoughts on Arraez, the kind of the person that you saw him being the last season plus in Miami and what the Padres really do have here.
Well, I don't have a bad thing to say about the kid. I absolutely love him.
He loves you too.
Yeah. Well, we had a really good relationship, and yeah, you're right. I'm not surprised at all. I don't think people really understood how good he is unless you see him day in and day out, right? Like, you see some highlights, you see him for a 3-game set, you're like, oh yeah, he's a pretty good hitter, and then you play the next 3 games against another team. When you see him for 162. There is a enormous amount of respect for the work ethic, the person he is, the energy he brings in that dugout. He inspires other guys to work harder, and the bat-to-ball skill is there's nothing like it in the league. So I don't know if you want another guy up in a big spot because you know you're not going to get a strikeout. He's going to put the ball in play, and you know what kind of attitude he's going to bring in every day. So, yeah, he's a wonderful guy and a really good pickup for the Padres.
And I think you got some good players back, players that I know AJ Preller was really excited about, like Jacob Marcy and Nathan Martorella, but not guys that are going to help your team right away. How tough is that, knowing it's probably smart and right for the organization as a whole for the future, but you've got guys on the team right now that know this move is not helping us in the short term?
Yeah, I think that's the tough part in my seat is trying to tell, you know, players in that clubhouse that, you know, this is probably better for, you know, the future of the organization, you know, with the start we had, you know, stuff like this happens. You know, those guys, they don't care, right? They're trying to win at the major league level. And if you're not helping out at that level, they don't care about the minor leagues. They don't want the minor leagues to be more important than the big leagues. I mean, that's just the reality of a major league player. In our situation, and as, again, the manager, you have to understand where we're at the time, and you don't play GM, right? Like, you do whatever you can with the roster you're handed, and, you know, we still felt like we had enough pitching to keep us in every ball game, and, you know, we needed some timely hitting, which we're getting right now, but yeah, at the time it was challenging, but, you know, any trade that happens, especially at the magnitude like this one in our clubhouse, there's a shock factor that happens, and it stings for a little bit, but the game moves on. It never stops, and you have to flush it as quick as you can, as much as it stung, and move on because you have a job to do.
Talking to Skip Schumacher, manager of the Miami Marlins, Padres and Marlins tonight at 6:40 here on 97.3 The Fan. I want to talk about that pitching staff because you're right. You've gotten some really good performances lately. I'm excited to see Jesus Luzardo tonight, who's going to be on the mound. What's he been doing for the team? What can fans expect to see tonight from Jesus?
Yeah, I was ready for him to take the next step in his career. He was our opening day starter. He throws 97 miles an hour with the elite slider, and his changeup has really developed. He was on the IL for about 2 weeks, had a little forearm tightness, bounced back extremely well. His last couple starts have been pretty much lights out and exactly what I expected out of Luzardo this year. Another really good kid. You guys... you know, if he was, you know, he's just a special person, a lot like Arias. And so I anticipate him being on the attack, and then we'll see it happen. But that's, you know, that's a really good lineup he's going to face, so he's got a challenge ahead of him.
But the pitcher that leads your team in war and has really been the guy in the rotation, and this might come as a surprise to Padres fans, we won't see him in this series, is Ryan Weathers, you know, who was dealt late last season and, you know, was always talked about as a top prospect at some point for the Padres. Never really happened here. What has clicked for Ryan Weathers so far this year?
You know, my least favorite phrase is, it's just who they are. And I think that's, you can get caught in this game when you just give up on guys or not seeing guys and kind of move on. This guy was a really young, talented left-handed pitcher that was promoted really early. To his credit, he did all kinds of stuff this offseason, bought his own TrackMan, got his own pitching facility at his house, pretty much built a pitching lab, and figured out how to spin the ball better and how to, you know, manipulate the changeup better. He always had a fastball, and he came into spring training a different kid. Mel Stottlemyre has done really well working with him and trying not to live just on the edges, but you know, to go on the attack. And I'm really proud of how he's developed, and he's been open to change. And yeah, it's been I'll be honest with you, I didn't know what it was going to look like in spring training, but really proud of how he came in.
Well, you know me, Skip, I will always try to ask at least one spicy question. And I know as a manager, you would never say anything about current umpires, but retired umpires are probably fair game. What was your reaction to the news yesterday about the immediate retirement of Angel Hernandez? Caught a lot of us off guard.
Well, I will say that Angel has always been a really nice guy.
That's what I've heard, too.
And I think that's what's been – I think players will tell you that, managers will tell you that, and I really hope that is part of his story as well, because he did a lot of stuff off the field, that charity-wise, that was really good in the communities, and especially in Florida, but a really, really nice guy. Having said that, I think it's...
Did he ever throw you out?
He struck me out quite a bit, so we disagreed at times. There's no question about that, but I hope he has a really good retirement.
Oh, that's a very gentlemanly answer from the gentleman that is Skip Schumacher, no doubt about it. How's everything going otherwise? Family, good being back here in Southern California for a few days?
It is. It's great to be back home. You know, my son won the Trinity League MVP.
I saw that. Congratulations.
Austin Hedges. Yeah, and Royce Lewis as a sophomore, so excited about that. My daughter's doing great. My wife is awesome as usual. So, yeah, very lucky to be sleeping in my own bed in my house. And, you know, going down to Petco, obviously, is it's pretty cool to see, you know, the fan base and the energy and everything. It's just so different than when I first started there. And A.J. Preller and his group and Mike Shield, all of them have done a really good job to just – it's just really cool vibe down there right now.
And getting to listen to your favorite radio show on your drive down. I'm sorry we weren't on yesterday for you, taking Memorial Day off. What were we thinking?
I know. You guys are slacking a little bit, but I'm excited to listen to you guys back in Miami. I think you guys know that, too.
I know, and we appreciate that. Say hi to all the guys that listen, Rod, and all the guys in the clubhouse as well. We really do appreciate it, man. And after tomorrow, best of luck going forward again to the Marlins.
All right. Thanks, guys. Thanks for having me on.
Skip Schumacher, manager of the Miami Marlins.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.